If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We'll get back to college basketball, the Final Four, Maryland's coaching search with Chip Patterson, college basketball writer for CBS Sports. But right now, we open up EB's entertainment page.
Let me see. I need the read here, Cakes.
I do not have the read sheet. JP's passing you his.
I mean, I probably haven't memorized, but it's driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. I'm kind of taken aback here because I'm reading this Jessica Simpson story.
What's her deal?
That came out yesterday. I don't even know how to say this, but Jessica Simpson has a remedy for her vocal cords that her vocal coach recommended. She drinks snake sperm to help improve her vocal cords, Cakes.
It's a Chinese herb cocktail.
And she claims that she can be seen on her Instagram opening the lid to a small bottle, taking a swig, and she talks about how the drink was recommended by her vocal coach.
Can you buy that at CVS? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Where would you get that?
She says it tastes like honey.
I'll take her word for it.
You know what? I don't know that she really needs it. Who's really clamoring to hear Jessica Simpson sing in 2025?
Well, she just...
Anybody you know?
No, she recently...
When's the last time she did sing?
She had an album, Nashville Canyon Part 1, I guess, which she recently released. I think she's gotten back into singing since she's broken up with her husband, Eric Johnson.
Right. Former TE.
Former tight end for, I know, the Niners. I don't know. Did he play elsewhere?
Saints, maybe?
Maybe,
yeah, I think
Saints.
At least one other team.
They have three children together, Maxwell, Ace, and Birdie. She named her kid Birdie. So, I don't know. Cakes, if you're coming in a little scratchy,
Jason should Jason should try it.
Or his morning.
Or his cough.
Will you drink some snake sperm?
No, probably not.
You've probably had something similar before.
I'd rather
before.
Hack up what I got. The phlegm is in my throat.
You have it?
Oh, okay. That only happens for the first half hour.
I know.
Once 7 o'clock gets here, it usually clears up.
See if you can find that. That's some good stuff. It tastes like honey cakes.
I mean, how much does it cost? Sounds pricey. I mean, I don't know. The scarcity of it. Like, where would you even find such a product?
Can you imagine if your job was bottling that?
How do you procure it? I have no idea. So they've been just trashing Snow White, right? What's the big deal? Why does everyone hate Snow White? I know it's bombing at the box office.
I'm not exactly sure. I know some of the controversy was that aren't they using like CGI dwarves?
Yeah, they're not using real dwarves.
They're not using real people to play the dwarves. And I think Snow White is a little bit on the progressive side.
So
that's all I know.
It had a $250 million budget.
Everyone's also calling her kind of narcissistic.
Okay.
Okay. It did $43 million the first week. I think already it's fallen below $15 million domestically in its second week. I think it's doing okay internationally, but it could be just sort of a bonfire is it a Disney release?
Yes,
for
Disney property
that put that out there for $250 million. Thanks.
Yes, no, man. Again, we would have seen that big bloated budget. We would have said no. Of course, no, you're not going to spend $250 million on a live Snow White reboot.
No. I would have said yes for redoing Snow White, no for having it be so polarizing.
Right.
Okay, but we would have tried to get the budget down to a more manageable number. I mean, $250 million is a lot.
I think the other live action cakes have done gangbusters.
Yeah. All of them?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Did the Little Mermaid live action kill? I'd have to look it up.
There's a reason they keep making them.
On Friday,
I'll check this. I'll fact check.
On Friday, Kevin recommended The Studio. Since you're talking about Yes, Snowman, and that's Seth Rogen as the star who gets elevated to become the studio head of a fictional studio making movies. I watched the first two episodes. Really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Jason,
what is it on? Is that Netflix?
Apple TV.
Apple.
Jason, I saw this story, and I thought of you because back in the day, probably 20 years ago, we used to do like a NYPD Blue like update. Do you remember that?
I do remember
that,
We might
have been working nights at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that was
a long time ago.
Infancy of the show.
We loved NYPD Blue. Always loved the Sipowicz would jack him up against the wall, and they'd always solve the whatever crime.
Put out his pad, and would confess.
And they get him to confess in 60 minutes. So it's kind of interesting.
And Jimmy Smits came in.
Right. And then Jason and I always liked that Kim Delaney, but she's a handful, man. She's had a variety of incidents. I think she has an alcohol problem, to be honest with you, but she's 63 now.
All right.
And I think she was recently in like a car accident where she's been sued for that. And then she had a beef, I guess, with her boyfriend, husband, whatever it is, her significant other.
Was it over sports?
I don't know if it was over sports, but it got physical. Sweat and she's been arrested for felony assault. And it was like it was like on a Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Cops were called. And they both were brought in. And I believe she was arrested, not her partner.
Was she hammer time?
I'm guessing. But
I don't even recognize her.
I know. She was so great on that show.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you're an old NYPD Blue fan, you might be interested to hear
James Morgan, the boyfriend?
Yeah. I was distracted when I asked Jeff Ehrman. I was embarrassed that I asked him about Mike Breyer right after you did, because I was reading Brandel Chambly ripping Hank Haney. And it
Why?
Made me nuts.
That's on the EP.
That made you nuts?
It just made me nuts. Because he did a podcast this week, and he was grilling Hank. And this is what upsets me. Hank, he's grilling Hank because Hank had the driver yips as a player.
All right.
But it doesn't matter as a coach. He's basically saying what Tiger Woods did in the prime of his career, changing his golf swing, he says, it's the craziest thing in the history of sports that's ever happened. Is Tiger Woods at the peak of his game after he'd won four straight majors changing his swing? So anyway, I got caught up all in the middle of that, and I was distracted during the interview with Ehrman. Sorry,
that was
I
an hour ago.
I know, but I was telling you why.
You were the only person on the planet that got tilted by that news.
No, it just bugs me because Hank will tell you that his record under him was actually, his winning percentage was actually higher, I think, than when he was under Butch.
Got
just
it.
So you know. Hailey Bieber's in the news.
Don't forget the other guy. It was that other guy that coached him for a while.
Oh, he's had a few. He had Chris Cuomo.
Sean Foley.
I think that's his name. Okay. Yeah. Sean Foley.
That's the guy.
Foley's the guy you're thinking.
Foley's the guy. It's
the short dude.
Yeah.
Glasses.
Glasses, yes. Can you believe next week is Masters Week.
It's crazy.
It's here.
It's crazy, it's or it happens every year at this time.
I don't know. It's just crazy that it's here so quickly.
It's just it's greatest
called the
week
passage
of the year.
Of time.
To me, it's my favorite week. My favorite sporting event above any. Honestly, above
you,
any.
And you are not scheduling golf next Thursday, Friday.
I hadn't even thought about it yet, but yeah, I mean, that's what I'm locked in.
And do not.
Although
do that.
I think I'm traveling, to be honest with you. Oh, I think I'm traveling on Friday.
I actually botched it too because I'm traveling. Too.
You're traveling. Hailey Bieber, it's over. She unfollowed Justin on their social media. That means it's officially cooked, right?
Sounds like
if you unfollow your spouse.
I mean, I don't really care, but I guess that's probably not a great sign.
All right.
They last a lot longer than I expected.
Yeah. I mean, it's not officially over yet.
Do they have children?
Yes. They just had a baby boy. Didn't they call the baby like Jack Blue or something?
I'm sure I keep up with that.
I think there's a picture of Justin.
Baby names.
The Biebs. And he's laying there just like holding his kid.
Right.
But anyway, Sydney Sweeney, remember I told you the
Jack
boys,
Blues,
Jack Blues. Remember I told you all the boys were excited because Sydney Sweeney, unfollowed her fiance.
Correct.
They called off the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, now apparently she's been seen with her former co-star who everybody thinks is dreamy, Glenn Powell cakes.
Okay.
Is something going on there with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell?
Sounds like it. Potentially.
Morgan Wallen is catching some flack for, walking off the SNL stage at the closing credits. His people claim he was just clueless, and I buy that.
Right.
He just walked off the stage like he did in all the rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
They came out for the closing credits, and he just walked off like he did every other time. But people are taking it like, oh, is that some sort of insult? He didn't stand there and mingle with the comics and, you know, the other actors.
Yeah, but that's only half of it. Apparently he walked off and said, get me back to God's country.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's definitely an insult.
Just get me out of
New
York City.
In New York? You just maybe just want to get out of New York.
You have that in common with Morgan Wallen, Drab. You guys both hate New York City.
It's possible.
Not a big fan.
The Hawk Tour girl, Haley Welch, she won't go away, Cakes.
I wish she would.
She says, and maybe this is why she disappeared, that the SEC's investigation into her controversial meme coin disaster, the rug pull that upset everybody, is over. She's been cleared, and I guess she's back now doing her podcast and, you know, doing her thing. She says she's split with the people that encouraged her to support this meme coin.
Why is Greg Sankey investigating
the SEC?
Why does Texas A&M care?
Right.
Yeah. Why does Vandy care what Hawk Tour girls
Auburn
doing?
Doesn't care. They're playing Final Four. Yeah.
They say the SEC closed the investigation without making any finding against or making any monetary sanctions from Haley because they did not bring any action against her. There are no restrictions on what she can do in regards to crypto or securities in the future. I think she's going to stay away from it, though. But she says she's happy to be back up again. So it sounds like her attorneys we're telling her to stay on the down low.
Did she also rug pull Bitcoin? Because that's going off a cliff.
Yeah.
she get involved with that too?
Very volatile times right now, Cakes.
I know. I'm well aware.
And let me see.
Hope you didn't look at the market on Friday.
Well, I think it's going to be almost as bad today.
I think
just so you know.
It's good news.
just buckle up.
Short term. It's all short term. Got to figure it out.
Man, let's hope it's short term.
And last but not
when
least.
When are people going to start realizing it's the time to buy? Start buying people.
Hopefully today or tomorrow.
Well, it bounced back. Linda Hogan.
So Rick.
Very Rick.
Who, Jason?
Yeah, very Rick.
So look at it. You can't look at it when it's bombing.
Yeah, I'm addicted.
Just
I'm addicted to it. I have to look at it.
Yeah. The Hogans are having public beef here. Brooke Hogan, I think, over the weekend. I guess she. Did you know this? That Brooke Hogan has like, cut off her parents for like 6 or 7 years.
I just saw that last week.
Yeah.
The story, and the wife hasn't. She calls Hulk a sex addict.
Yeah,
there's a lot of barbs.
Linda
being thrown.
Would call him
we
a
did
liar,
see the video of him
sex
with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife back in the day. Heather.
I think Hulk invented the torpedo bat.
Yeah. He might have. He definitely had a torpedo.
He has the OG torpedo bat. That's what he's got.
He definitely had a thick bat. Case.
Yeah.
It was illegal.
Definitely illegal.
Beat your ass too,
that's it. That's all that I can see that I really care about. Gisele Bündchen, there's pictures of her riding around on her bike. It looks like she's never had any kids, and meanwhile, she's had a bunch. She looks amazing. I don't know how that happens. Here's the last but not least. O.J. Simpson's Bible from Robert Kardashian just sold at an auction, Cakes.
For how much? Hold on. Don't tell me.
You guys want to bet on this?
$125,000. I have no idea.
Nope. It sold for $65,000.
Oh, okay.
$65,800.
What are the chances O.J. ever read one word in the Bible?
I know he didn't read one commandment.
I know there's at least one commandment.
You know, does he have a bunch of passages underlined? I would love to know what passages he has underlined.
I don't know. But it looks like it comes with like a personal inscription from the late Robert Kardashian. Both those guys donked off cakes. It's hard to believe that OJ's actually
donked
off.
Neither one are with us.
Yeah, no longer with us. Dirt nap, cakes.
The sacred silence. The eternal sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
The great beyond.
So there you
go. Did he get paid billable hours? Kardashian did nothing on that case.
He just sat there. I think it was a way to maybe to keep him on the legal team so he didn't have to testify.
Yes.
Right? I think that was basically the bit. Yeah.
Because he was one of the guys that got accused of like doing something with a golf bag.
We had that Louis Vuitton bag right there. It was some sort of shady handover.
Yeah. You guys know so much about the OJ trial.
The bloody knife.
So much.
Yeah.
He was accused of maybe doing something with the bloody knife.
He might have gotten
rid of
the
knife. Didn't OJ claim he was like chipping golf balls the night?
Yeah. Everybody's got to work on their short game, Cakes. That's where the scoring really happens. Short game.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Chip Patterson, college basketball writer for CBS Sports. We'll get into what Maryland's going to do next with Willard departing for Villanova and the Final Four.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax. Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together. Let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Keep it here. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Been talking a lot about the Maryland situation throughout the show. Talked to Jeff Ehrman earlier in the program from InsideMDSports.com. He broke the story of Kevin Willard bouncing to Villanova. Going to talk a little more college hoops here with Chip Patterson. Covers college sports for CBS Sports. He jumps on the Rude Guest Hotline. What's going on, Chip?
How we doing?
Good. So here in Maryland,
crazy up here
in the DMV, the focus should have been on a team making a run to the Sweet 16, but it became all about the coach who's now left for Villanova. What happens next here for Maryland?
It's a really good job, and I think that you're going to have probably some good, like, you are going to have some quality enough candidates to be able to be in a position where the Maryland fan, the Maryland season ticket holder, you know, somebody who you just get back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016. And there's a little bit of like, right, this is where Maryland basketball should be, regularly making appearances in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. And so what you want is you want the hire to replace Kevin Willard to be someone of the quality where the expectation is going to remain the same. I don't think that Maryland basketball needs to be going for an up-and-comer. I don't think Maryland basketball needs to take a chance on somebody. I think that this is a job where a sitting coach at a power conference is going to look and say, hey, listen, you know, we should be able to activate and continue this kind of trajectory. Now, where are we at with the administration? How do you do a coaching search when you've got an athletic director who just left for SMU?
Exactly.
I'm not going to lean all the way into all of Kevin Willard's complaints or gripes, but what does that do in terms of the coaching community, in terms of, you know, how they view this? But I believe that it will be a very, very attractive job. One where, if all the reporting around the last ditch effort, remember that I get it. You know, like, you probably knew that he was gone. You had to be able to let your fans know that you weren't just going to let him walk out the door. But if the commitments that were reportedly made in the last ditch effort to get Kevin Willard to stay and say no to Villanova, if you're willing to make that investment and you're willing to take that to the qualified candidate, I think Maryland basketball will be just fine.
Well, who's got, but of those kind of like power five, those major conference coaches that you say that, and I think they're worthy of it too, how on earth can you attract one with no AD in place?
This is when like true like power structure of the next 5 years in the athletic department stuff types happens. You go back and you hear these stories about like, who was the key to making it happen? And maybe it's not somebody who works in the athletic department. Maybe it's somebody who works at the university. Maybe it is a booster or a donor or somebody within the Maryland community. But whoever ends up, if this ends up being a successful hire, whoever is able to step into the power vacuum that is left by the exit of Damon Evans, you've basically become a key piece to whatever happens in Maryland basketball for the next couple of years. I mean, I tell you what. The one thing that is sort of driving a lot of this opinion from me is that as before the news is even finalized, you see the reporting that Buzz Williams is among the names that are interested. And immediately in my head, I was like, wow, Buzz Williams at Maryland would be awesome. Hmm. You know, like that's like, if that's the kind of coach that we're talking about, I think Maryland will be just fine. Again, you gotta land the plane. You gotta like get everything signed and dotted and crossed and get to the press conference. And all of that is made more difficult by not having an athletic director. But if that is the kind of coach we're talking about, then I think that that's a good thing for Maryland.
We should probably hear something in the next 72 hours. They got to make a move pretty quick. Anyway, let's switch over to the games this weekend and, of course, the Final Four. It was just very frustrating. I'm not a Tennessee Vols fan, Chip, but I was live betting Tennessee once it got up to 9.5. Then it got it up to 15.5. I said, well, come on, it's Tennessee. They can't get smoked by 20. I lost every single bet on my live bets. I could not believe the fact that they started the game 0 for 14 from threes. That's hard to do. That's so difficult to do, even for college players. They end up 5 for 29 from beyond the arc. I mean, it was a smoke show. And I was very shocked at how bad they were offensively. Now, I know Houston's the best defense in the country, but they were missing open looks pretty much the entire first half. Give me your thoughts on how that game went down.
I mean, they peed down their legs.
They did.
I mean, so disappointing. I'll add on to that because Tekai Ziegler and Chaz Lanier, like the being able to have that 1-2 punch in the backcourt are the reason why Tennessee was in this spot as one of the, I believe, the top 2 seed going into the tournament, why they were, you know, contending for an SEC championship. And they just, I think in the first half combined, it was like 2 for 17, you know, or something like that. But with your two guys that are supposed to be able to provide the offense that drives this thing to go along with your defense. But I knew that it was getting really, really bad for Tennessee. Two things were happening in the first 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just the missed shots. It was the turnovers, and it was giving up offensive rebounds.
Right.
I mean, it was just I think there were 4 or 5 turnovers in the first maybe 10 minutes or so. And Houston's points, as they started to build that lead early on, they weren't necessarily coming from, you know, just bombing you from outside. It was just dirty work.
Yep.
And so when you are coughing the ball up on offense and when you are allowing the opponent to get extra possessions, when we're talking about these like huge meeting and clash of the Titans that we've got in this Elite Eight where every team was in, you know, KenPom top 9, if you do the small things poorly, then you don't even have a chance. Like, even if they were shooting the ball a little bit better, 50% better than they were at the beginning, you were still giving Houston extra possessions with your turnovers and not being able to clean up on the glass. And so that's why the first thing that comes to mind is that they peed down their leg, is that they were missing shots and they weren't doing the small things well. You just don't win basketball games in the NCAA tournament against good teams when you hit that checklist.
Yeah.
I mean, what a horrendous time to have one of your worst performances.
It was the worst possible time to be that bad. It was shocking to watch. And I thought they were going to break out of it, and they never did. All right, so now Houston's got to play Duke. And we know how good Duke is offensively. KenPom had him rated as the number one efficiency offense in the country. He's got Houston as the number one defensive efficiency team. So, but Duke is also very good defensively. And we saw what they did against Bama. Bama hit 25 threes against BYU. They're 9 for 32 or 8 for 32 against Duke. And I didn't even think Duke played that great offensively, to be honest with you. But your thoughts on kind of a contrast in styles between Duke and Houston, and is Duke beatable? Because I don't think they are.
I agree with you on Duke didn't play great, and they still won by 20 and put up 85 points.
Yep.
I thought they were really sloppy with the ball, had 12, 13 turnovers in that game. Cooper Flagg, who remember had all those moments at the beginning of the season where he was dribbling off his foot,
right,
had a little bit of like playing hot potato with it. Not his best game either, but they are just – to hear Alabama coach Nate Oates after the game, who, and you know, he's, you know, old math teacher, Mr. Analytics, Mr. Chess Match, X's and O's. He sounded like Shire cooked him. He was going through all the different adjustments that he and his staff were making, and then describing how Duke had the perfect counter for it. You know, they were doing this, and then we got caught in ISO balls, and then we started switching this, and then they did this, and then they put in Malawatch, and then they put in there's just so many players who are playing at a high level, who are dialed into what they want to do. You know, Duke has frequently had lottery picks on the roster. They have not frequently had lottery picks who are all 100% certain in their roles and what they do for this team. And I think that's, to your point about Duke being beatable, that Duke's not beatable if you believe me when I tell you that they just they've got more talent, they are deeper, and they perform better, and they're better coached than about anybody else in the country. And that's just really, really scary and disappointing if you are any number, any one of these other one seeds. But, you know, they could, like Tennessee, have a bad game at the absolute worst time. So I will say they are beatable. They are my pick. They were my pick to win it all at the beginning of the tournament. I saw them here in Raleigh, you know, covering those first and second round games. Walked out of that believing they were the best team in the tournament. And after the second weekend, I still believe they are the best team in the tournament. They have too many counter punches. They have too many ways to beat you. You get down to their third and fourth player, and we're still talking about a first-round NBA draft pick. So yep. I think it's going to be really, really tough to stop the Blue Devils from cutting down nets.
So you are an ACC country, and I heard this debate. Jay Williams was chiming in on it, a great basketball player in college at Duke, won a national championship, and it was about who's the best Duke player, one and done. Mm. Is it Cooper Flagg?
I threw out Zion because Zion was freaking pretty good his freshman year.
Right, and like the thing about Zion was that there was so much to it that wasn't just in the – like Cooper Flagg's going to win the stat sheet. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg's going to win the argument because he's led the team in points, rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals. Like the nerds who talk about win shares, you're like, he's probably going to win the win shares battle. And I'm not sure if he has, but there was something to the sort of the impact of when Zion would come flying down and just like throw it down on you. Or remember at the Virginia game, when he had that block down by the baseline and like threw it into the ninth row, there was something of like Cooper Flagg.
His shoe exploded.
Yeah, his shoe
exploded. Yeah. I mean, it was just there was just so much just noise around this Cooper Flagg outside of his his AT&T bingo commercial and his little like flex move that he's now kind of owning. He's kind of quietly had the National Player of the Year, number one overall NBA draft pick kind of season. I'll say that it's Zion for right now, but let Cooper Flagg win the national championship. He would be a hard to beat in that one and done discussion.
Are you okay with all the one seeds, or did you want to see a little bit more parity?
No, I have long wanted it's one of my things about college football playoff expansion that I was afraid of that. Yeah. We wouldn't be that the NCAA tournament rewards whoever wins the tournament. It does not necessarily reward the best team from that season. And so, and again, like going back to the comment about the Elite Eight, at the start of the Elite Eight, I was like, this is awesome because literally no matter what happens, whoever wins the championship has been one of the best teams in the country since the start of February. You know, like I sort of start to dial in mid-January. And so I've been really into like working it, covering it, like following it. And the teams that we had in the Elite Eight and certainly the ones that we had in the Final Four have been the ones that have been playing at the highest level. And so I like to the stories that happen. I like the lives that are changed when it comes to Cinderella stories and celebrating that. Cinderella is not dead. Cinderella will be back. Like that stuff I think is a little overblown. I'm perfectly happy with. It's nothing but championship caliber teams. And now let's go tip it off and see who can win on the biggest stage.
So, Chip, to circle back to the Kevin Willard situation and Maryland, one of the things before he left that he was saying was, hey, I'm not getting enough money to compete to be a national championship team. But as a fan, I don't really have a concept of how much money these players are getting or teams. Like, let's just work with the Final Four. What's the payroll for these teams? How much money is being allocated to the players at Duke, at Houston, at Auburn, at Florida?
Or do we know?
I don't know what college basketball payrolls look like top to bottom. My two things that I've sort of taken away from the Willard stuff, I don't think that was about an NIL discussion. I think that he is preemptively starting the war that every athletic department is going to have when we get to this revenue sharing. When we get to the point where tens of millions of dollars are in a pot handed to an athletic department, and now the athletic department has to make a decision how much of this revenue-sharing money is going to go to football, how much of this revenue-sharing money is going to go to basketball. Mm-hmm. Because he's looking around, you know, up and down the East Coast and the Atlantic 10 and the Big East, where they don't have any football, and those schools have already said, yeah, we are going all in, revenue-sharing dollars directed towards our basketball program. And I think that in the Big Ten especially, there has been the message that it's like, you need to invest in your football program. If you like, this is what we're doing now. Look at what Indiana did. Somebody went to Indiana and said, look, just leaning on your Bob Knight, you know, title banners ain't going to cut it anymore. You can't just have football be something that you do before basketball season. You've got to invest in this. They invested in Kurt Cignetti. They invested in putting together a quality roster. They made the college football playoff. I think that that's what Kevin Willard's talking about. He's not talking about an NIL payroll. He's talking about resources from the athletic department, from the school. It's going to happen with revenue sharing, but it also happens in terms of staffing. Like, have you guys ever seen how many extra staffers the Alabama, the men's basketball team coaching staff has? I call them the polo shirts. Oh. And they're everywhere.
Yeah, they got a bunch.
And it's like more coaches than they have seats for at NCAA tournament games. So the NCAA has to like go put them in a separate family section. And these guys are nuts. These guys are film scouting breakdowns. Like they are the guys who are calling out the opponent's plays. It's not Connor Stallions, you know, it's like actual scouting, but like they're in the stands calling out the plays. And you know, writers on press row at these NCAA tournament games, like, what's going on here? And then it turns out that Alabama just has this army of polo shirts whose only job is trying to make Alabama basketball better. And you know what? Those polo shirts all have salaries. And that's the kind of investment that we're talking about. I mean, just to bring in the personal side of this, North Carolina has been skating by on being North Carolina for a long time. And in the last couple years, they've had a reckoning that just being North Carolina is not going to cut it on the recruiting trail, and just being North Carolina is not going to cut it competitively. So some of the investments that North Carolina is making right now, general manager, extra staffing, is trying to say, like, okay, if we want to recruit at the highest level, we can't just do it the old way. And I think that what Kevin Willard was indicating at is feeling like maybe he was going to end up getting pushed to the side in favor of football when it comes to those athletic department decisions.
Chip, great stuff. It's Chip Patterson, college basketball writer for CBS Sports. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Chip.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Got to take a break. Come back with more right here on the Junkies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So we've been talking a lot of college hoops throughout the show. Chip Patterson just joined us. He's excellent. I put up our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the poll of the day is, who do you want to be the next head coach at the University of Maryland? Put up three choices and a someone else choice. So there's four choices. Mm-hmm. It's Buzz Williams, Dwayne Simpkins, Tony Skin, and someone else.
All right, so you can go vote. It's time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored his 890th NHL goal to move within five of breaking Wayne Gretzky's record in the Caps' 8-5 loss to the Sabres at Capital One Arena. Yesterday, Ovi pulled the Caps within 6-4 halfway through the third when he got positioned at the top of the crease and deflected Rasmus Sandin's shot between goalie James Reimer's pads. Ovechkin, who also had two helpers in the game, has 37 goals in 57 games this season.
Here's a tip from Ovechkin. And a shot here from the outside, and it's in front, and they score, and Alex Ovechkin got it! The tip of the shot! He needs five to pass Wayne Gretzky for the all-time record.
That's John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for information.
I just have this vibe that, and I know we talked about it last week.
Was it going to be short?
I have this vibe that he's going to have one to go. He's going to
think he's going to close
gonna,
the season.
I think he's going to tie it maybe on the last game of the year.
Okay, that could. I mean,
or be one short of tying it.
Right.
And then it's going to carry over to next year. That's just my vibe.
That's fine. That'll still be cool.
No, I'm sure. I just I know a lot of people are kind of, you know, they're buying tickets like cakes.
Sure.
Buying tickets to go to these
trying
games
to find
to see
that,
it.
That
trying to target what when he's going to break it. But
trying to find that sweet spot on
I just
the schedule.
Think, I think he's going to fall
one short.
They
got the Bruins
short.
Next. Aren't the Bruins kind of poopy?
Yeah, they've lost 8 straight.
Bruins. And
he might score 2 or 3 against the Bruins.
I mean, or he could score 0. We just don't
he could.
Know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not chasing 895. I'm chasing 30.
30.
10 from you. 10 yeah. from Valdez.
Yeah, I will pay
maybe 10
you.
From Drabby.
I'll make you
I
a
think,
today.
I think.
You mean the Survivor pool
yeah, is Mar in it, too?
I would imagine he's in it.
Yes,
he
was.
Remember, he jumped aboard late.
Actually, you know what? You're right. It's you netted 60 bucks.
I'm chasing 40. I'm just
you're
saying.
Chasing 40.
All right, guys.
Not chasing from me. I just love that.
I paid you.
I think it might have even been our station tweeted out, like the tweeted out a quote from you when we did the first Survivor pool. Like mm-hmm. he put it out there, and he was like an EB who's trying to lose, mm-hmm. and he put your two picks, like your day one picks.
Mm-hmm. He took Tennessee and Purdue. He took.
It wasn't that I was trying to
lose. A 2-seed and a 4-seed.
It was just that I was hoping that I would lose so I wouldn't have to think about it anymore. It was my daily kind of, I had to make sure I remember.
And it came down to Cakes and Bic because JP was eliminated. He had burned all his teams. And Auburn was playing Michigan State. Bickle had Auburn. Cakes had Michigan State.
Yep.
So obviously the winner of that game was the winner.
No, but Lou posted. I'm trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find your quote. but I thought it was pretty
funny. We all know he didn't
want to. It's karma.
That's what it is. It's karma.
He ends up winning the guy who didn't want to participate.
Thank you. Hey, every once in a while, it goes around. Everybody gets a shot
sure.
at winning every once in a while. See, I see Valdez has his 10 spot over there.
He's ready to pay you.
Thank you.
Non-digital money, like real U.S. currency.
Right, not the Venmo stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you had to bet what day of the week does Maryland hire a coach? You can vote, by the way, at Junks Radio. Someone else is winning right now over Buzz Williams, Dwayne Simpkins, and Tony Skins.
By Thursday, the Terps will have a new head coach.
I think maybe within
a week, so Thursday seems like a good time.
I think maybe by Wednesday. I mean, it just has to happen soon.
They really do. I mean,
but I'm telling you, not having an AD, unless maybe they'll say, if it's a big-name guy like Buzz Williams, you'll have a say in the AD.
Has Buzz Williams ever made a Final Four?
No.
Not sure, but he just keeps teams relevant. I mean, he gets the tournament. I don't know. I like Buzz Williams.
He's fiery.
All the fans complain about his style of play.
He's fiery.
Uh-huh.
And they all hate, all the fans of his teams hate watching him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the Mick Cronin name that Lonergan threw out? He actually would be wild. He would be fun to cover.
He's psycho, too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be monitoring it all week. We got to get out of here for Bish Cakes.
I said it happens by Wednesday.
EB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.